Welcome back to another layover. Today we're going to be in Kenya, Edward's home, the homeland of Kenya. So here in the studio with me is Sam and Edward. If you haven't been tuning into the layovers until now, essentially what we're doing is we're talking stories about 5410. Sam and Edward are planning on going to all 54 countries in the continent of Africa. It's such a large amount of countries. We're trying to narrow it down to one country, to one story, to one person. So that's the heart of the layover. It's just a quick little 15-minute episode. So tell us a little bit about what you experienced in Kenya.
Well, I experienced, for me, a bigger vision and a gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a bigger vision of what God was doing and who he had partnered me with, I think in Kenya, God really started showing me more of Edward and more of Edward's story because it's his home country. And in fact, in Nairobi, where the training took place, is in Nairobi, in the slums of Nairobi. And it was so overwhelming to be in these slums where they're brewing the alcohol and and these people, I mean, gangs are rampant. And where the police, I don't know how often this goes on, but they basically, there's this one police officer, is it okay to tell this, you think, Edward?
Yeah, he's all right.
He says to the people, he catches the kids, we're talking 12, 13, 11-year-old kids stealing. He said, I caught you stealing. Here's some money. Don't steal anymore. He'd give them some money. Or he'd say, go and work in the fields. Go out of the city. Mm-hmm. Because if I catch you stealing again, I'm going to kill you.
Mm.
And just before we got there, and by the way, that was not a hollow threat. He was known. This is what he would do. In fact, there was a riot there where they burned the slums down because the police were so brutal to these people. This is not a podcast. I love the police. This is not a rip on police officers. Mm-hmm. I think that our cultures kind of went crazy with that. But and if they knew these stories like this, they'd really love our police and where they're at. But,
yeah.
This guy, before we got there, he, a 14-year-old boy, he caught him stealing, and he warned him. And then he got caught stealing again by another police officer, and he had him in handcuffs in the precinct, in the jail precinct. This guy got wind of it, went over to the precinct, dragged him out of the prison, out of the precinct, right on the street, and he said to him, while he was in handcuffs, what did I tell you I was going to do if I caught you stealing again? I was going to kill you. And he shot him 7 times.
Yes.
Dead.
Right there. Bullets.
Right there.
Pop, 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 pop. Wow. 7 times.
It's just crazy. So we're going into these slums, right? And Edward's in here. He goes, oh, man. And he is like the Don of this place. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And these people are saluting him. They're saying, hi. He's talking to everybody. Yeah. So my appreciation for Edward is growing. And because I got to see his heart for the broken.
Mm.
And he planted a church in the slums. And this church, I wish I could describe it, but it's the doorway. I had to bend over to get in the doorway because it was falling
in. It's like
in.
Kabul.
It's yeah. like a hobbit hole.
Yeah.
Below the street level. So all the rain and all the sewage goes in. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And when you're in this place, I remember we left money to redo it.
Yes, we left money to redo it. Yeah.
And Doug and I are there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, about a 16-hour drive there, we go in this place and we're like, we are in this is the slums. And all these pastors start showing up and we're clearing out rubble. And in one of the old broken down pulpits behind there are some of Edward's books from college still in there 20 years later.
In case he wants to study.
Oh, man. And out of this church, there's probably 50 or 60 churches that sprouted out into these slums from this church that he planted. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how many years ago.
Yeah, oh, so about so many years.
Yeah, whatever.
Over so, 25 years.
Yeah. So here we are. So I'm doing this teaching. Do you remember the teaching?
Yes, yeah. So Sam is starting to the teachings. And then we come to the problem of interpretation. somebody to interpret. So my nephew comes in because he heard I was coming, and is this young guy. I used to love him so much. When he was young, I used to bring him to church, my sister's son. So he comes, he says, "Oh, Uncle, you are here."
Henry.
And man, Henry. And he has stoned himself. He's high with drugs, big time. He hears voices, and then comes there, and he sits in there, very smart, he's dressed well. But the clothes were like he squeezed them in something and pulled them with all the wrinkles, everything in him. But they are very clean.
He was looking a little rough around the edges, is what he's trying to say.
So then he hears these people translating. But because of the love of the word of God, he stood there and he said, "No. You are not translating the way they should." And he comes in and begins to translate with passion.
It was so powerful.
Yeah. The way, word to word. Yeah. And so powerful. But he's drunk. You know, when he wanted to come there, the pastor said, "No, sit down." He decided to come. One thing which really shocked me, you know, like, I looked at him. I know him. I see he has a burden for the word of God being preached well, but he is
struggles. Drunk. He struggles. This is a loud thing. I want people to hear it. God only uses broken people.
Mm-hmm.
So this broken kid who's super intelligent, understands English very, very well, and he got up there with passion and presented the power of the message through the translation. Well, I'm doing this illustration where they have the mercy. You know how you lock fingers with somebody, and it's called peanuts or mercy.
Uncle.
Yeah. You better say uncle. And so I said, "I've got a game. We're going to go Kenya against the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take on whoever's stronger." And it was talking about faith. I'll get to that. So I said, "Bring your strongest guy up here, and we're going to go me against him. Kenya against the United States, and we're gonna have this mercy game, this uncle game." And I tell him, I tell Henry, translate this very clearly.
Yeah.
This guy was strong, and I look at him, I'm thinking he's gonna beat me. Mm-hmm. I said, "Don't break my hands, but I intend to break yours. So you better say mercy.
Yeah.
If you better say mercy."
Yeah,
well, they got the competition because they're competitive, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this guy's up there, and everybody is kind of an illustration. Sometimes they go really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
This one went really well. I mean, they were loving it. The people there were like, "Oh man!" And they thought this guy was going to beat me. Did they think he was going to?
Yeah,
beat me?
Because the way he came,
right? And so we lock up, right? And we're sideways to everybody, and I'm teaching. Do you trust God? Do you trust God? So, and the point is, if God is stronger than you, then shouldn't you trust him? Shouldn't you submit to him if he's stronger than you?
Mm-hmm.
So I soon as I said go, I could tell I was going to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hamming it up. And so I keep teaching while he's struggling. And then finally, I just fold him. And he goes down to his knees. He goes, "Mercy, mercy, mercy." And he's okay. And so they're laughing. They're all laughing. He's laughing. He's having a good time. And I say, "Don't you have somebody else stronger? Is this the best?" They get the real strong guy. And they say, "Oh, the guy that was shy that didn't want to come up there." They say, "You go up there," whatever his name was. "You go up there." So they send him up there. And I'm thinking, "Oh, I'm in trouble, you know, because I got worn down from the first guy." I lock up with him. And he is giving me a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm going to beat him. And I didn't know until I thought, okay, I can get him. So he is fighting. So he doesn't want to say mercy. And so I am, okay. And I keep putting it on him to the point where he drops to a knee and says, "Mercy, mercy, mercy." And so I let him up and I say, okay, here's the deal. They're going bonkers. They're laughing. They're like, they're not laughing at him, but they're just like, "Oh, wow."
Yeah.
You know, this is, I said, "Okay, you what? I didn't hear you. You have to say it. You're stronger than me." You know, okay, so if I'm stronger than you, then do you trust me? He goes, oh yeah, I trust you. I said, okay, turn around, close your eyes, and fall backwards. He turned around, closed his eyes, wouldn't fall backwards. I said, see, you can be around God and say you trust him and say he's stronger than you, mm-hmm. but not actually live in trust. Mm-hmm. And they were all hamming it up. And mm-hmm. the illustration was going so well, I just was joking with him. I said, well, now that you don't have it, nobody else is stronger. Mm-hmm. I yell out into the slums. Jet, there was nobody out there. I yell out there. Is there anybody out here?
Sam gets out of the door and stands by the door there. And he yells outside there. Is there anybody here stronger
than these?
Than these? Come.
I get back in. A minute later, a lady walks in. A 24-year-old.
Yeah, 24 years. Very old, correct. 24 years.
Comes in. I didn't know what was going on. She sits down next to Edward. And I hand her the teaching booklets. And everybody's like on edge. I can feel the, it was thick. I can feel it. And what is she saying to you?
So you as you are going teaching about the light, about the power of God, if God is stronger, surrender to God. So as you continue with that teaching, the lady says that something is burning me. I'm on fire.
Mm-hmm.
As he's talking, he's burning me. I tell her, just keep quiet. My ears are on fire. Look, he's burning me. I said, just keep quiet. Listen. But as Sam continues to preach, he says, that man is burning me. I'm on fire. My ears are burning. My ears.
Then she lost it.
Then she lost it.
It was a demon.
Then.
This girl was demon possessed. And she, it went crazy. And I'm going to tell this.
Yeah.
She was on her way to kill herself.
Yes.
Mm.
The demon had told her to kill herself. Her father had killed himself the year before, and he was talking to her to kill herself. And she was on her way to do that. But the demon in her could not turn down the challenge that I had given. And said, I'm going to come in. And what did she say, Edward, when she was on the ground and she was
when she fell, you know, she was by my side. We laid hands on her and we started praying for her. So the demon, so as we were asking, what is your name? Then the demon said, I'm the father. I want my daughter. This is my daughter. She has to die. And then he says, and I said, we asked, why did you come here? How did you come? He said, yes, because you said, who is stronger? And there was nobody. And the demon said, because you said, who is stronger? So I want to show you I'm stronger. It is you who asked, who is stronger outside here? That's why I came.
He said, I am the devil and I'm stronger. I will not leave her.
I will not leave her.
It was unbelievable. I turned around Doug was whiter than a white person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he was reading his Bible. He was praying. And you know what is so powerful is they were praying over her. God gave me such a peace.
Yes.
And I was just, felt like I just prayed over top of her while she's down. But something that I noticed, this has really broke my heart and encouraged me. This one might be more than 15 minutes, but it was actually Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Henry is down on his knees and he's holding this girl's hand and he is weeping, like we're talking, weeping.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, it's okay, you're mm-hmm. you're gonna be fine. Mm-hmm. But he was talking to this young girl because I know he could see himself in her.
Yeah.
And telling her it's gonna be okay while these guys are commanding this demon to come out of her in the name of Jesus. It was unbelievable. The opposition we're running into. But the slums of Kenya, I'll never forget that the devil taking up, you know, I guess that challenge, is there somebody stronger? And I'm reminded that the Word of God says, the one that's in you is stronger than the one that's in the world. But they cast the demon out of her, prayed with her, she left, and she came back demon-possessed again.
Mm.
And I told the guys as she was laying on the floor for the next 4 hours, sleeping off the second demon possession, that you have the power to cast out demons in Jesus' name, but only Jesus' presence inside somebody can keep the demons out. Mm-hmm. And that afternoon, we baptized Henry.
Henry was
surrendered to
so
Christ.
Overwhelmed by that he said, man, because, you know, as we went on, he said, I want to do this now. I want to translate now when I'm clean. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you mean? That now I just have to change my life. This is it. My life has to be changed. It's like, and so we baptized Henry.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was cool.
Awesome. Well, that's our time in Kenya. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the next layover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.